It's Marketplace Tech for August 7th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Pew Research has a new report out this week on teenagers and friendship. The study looked at over 1,000 people 13 to 17 years old, and the findings point to a really interesting reality about our favorite place beyond reality. Here's Amanda Lenhart, Associate Director of Research at Pew.
A little bit more than half of teens say they've made a new friend on the internet, and it's about 20% of all teens who say they've gone on to then meet that friend in person.
So we know that teenagers spend a lot of time with technology on apps or on the web, but Pew's study points to the broadening of the modern teenager's social circle. And Lenhart says that's significant. The Black Hat Hacking Conference in Las Vegas has drawn to a close, but its more boisterous weekend sibling is just starting its Sin City bar tab. DEF CON draws very serious hackers, academics, and security industry heavy hitters. But like Black Hat, it is also home to plenty of staged and non-staged mischief. Let's ask our man on the ground, Chester Wisniewski, at the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, what are people talking and hacking about?
Hacking the government, but not in the way you might think. More like, how do we work with the government, the regulators, the bureaucrats, both in helping secure our world and ensuring that they secure our privacy. And the other, of course, is the standard theme at the DEF CON conference, which is hack all the things, which has now become hacking the Internet of Things, which is all these embedded devices we're all carrying around that talk to the Internet so that we can tweet to water our houseplants or whatever.
All right, Chester, something is going on in the background there. What am I hearing?
That is the sound of a sledgehammer hitting some rather antiquated computer networking gear.
Why?
One of the vendors here at the conference is having a drawing for people to come up and be able to smash some old computer networking gear at their stand, presumably for a prize. And that's what you're hearing in the background. That's people smashing a sledgehammer into Cisco routers.
Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos, standing on the floor at the two large conferences about hacking happening in Las Vegas this week. Chester, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
Another thing Chester has been keeping his eye on is car hacking. A presentation today at the conference will have to do with hacking into Tesla S vehicles and forcing the electric car to shut off and stop moving. Good news is that the company has issued a software update already and worked with researchers. Nice example of companies and hackers working together. It's Silicon Tally time. Today, my guest is a person I feel like I know already, even though we've never met. Dave Pell, a.k.a. the managing editor of The Internet, writes the popular Next Draft newsletter. He's also an angel investor based in Silicon Valley. Dave, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
All right. 30 under 30.
I don't know.
The answer I was looking for is that Tinder will release a networking app built exclusively for high achievers who have been on the Forbes 30 under 30 list, which I'm sure you're familiar with. It's not just for dating. It's for meeting new people. Yeah, right. What do you got for me?
Okay. I will give you 300 miles.
300 miles is how far that Hitchbot robot got into the United States before having its arms pulled off?
Exactly. That's it. That's how far the Hitchbot made it across America before having the crap beaten out of it in Philadelphia.
Oh, man.
The brotherly love only extends to humans, apparently.
What did you think about that story? I mean, you know.
I just, as a human, I don't see it as a long-term good benefit to anger the robots because we're only a few years away from them taking over this place. So I'll make the official statement. I'm not from Philly, and I had nothing to do with the herding of Hitchbot.
That will be the beginning of the history which they rewrite.
No, that'll be the opening scene of the first robot movie about the empire that used to contain humans.
All right, I got another number for you. 100,000 merchants.
The number of merchants selling items on Alibaba.
This is actually about Twitter. Twitter will begin offering buy buttons for 100,000 merchants through a new deal with Shopify, the company Shopify, because everyone's favorite Twitter accounts are, of course, the ones from major retail brands.
I've always found that to be the one flaw of the internet, that it's so difficult to purchase products. Finally, someone is attacking that market.
Okay, what do you got for me?
54 is the number.
Okay.
And if you need a hint, it's 54 tweets.
Maybe something, something, Donald Trump. I don't know.
Yes, 54. You are an experienced player here. This is upsetting.
Whoa.
54 is the number of tweets in which Donald Trump has referred to someone else as a dummy in response to their tweet. So.
Oh, man. I guess dummy, there could be worse things that you could call someone than dummy, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. No, those, that's how he refers to the people that he likes.
Dave Pell, thank you for playing Silicon Tally with me.
Thanks a lot for having me, and congratulations on the victory.
As you know, Silicon Tally is really a game where everybody wins. You can win if you play along with us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. If you want to sign up for Dave Pell's newsletter, head to nextdraft.com or download the app. And tech PSA, YouTube has dropped the 301 views thing, where the view counter would stick at 301 for 24 hours while the company figured out how many viewers were humans and how many were bots. Now that view counts are immediate, I can tell just how many thousands of people have been watching that brand new video of a weird Tesla robot sticking a charger thingy into an electric vehicle. You can add to that number yourself by heading to facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.